Our reading this morning is from the book of Hebrews. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with the perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding his shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying.
If you look inside your bulletins on the very last page, our invitation this year is that if you have not made a commitment to Foundry before, that you go to our step chart, project what your income will be next year, and then pick a level that you would like to begin giving at. If you have pledged before, the invitation is to look at this chart and to consider growing one step. We will be distributing commitment cards next Sunday during our State of the Church Sunday. We will be receiving them after that with a special emphasis on the following Sunday, which is Stewardship Sunday. If you'd like to make a commitment now, there are brochures and commitment cards upstairs at a table in Fellowship Hall, and we invite you to consider doing that. If you would bow your heads in silence, please pray for the person sitting on your left as the Spirit guides you in your prayers. And pray for the person seated on your right. And pray that your own hearts might be attuned to the presence of God's Spirit in your life this week to come. Amen. The metaphor in Hebrews chapter 12 is an athletic event, a race. The Roman Empire in the first century was heavily into sports, heavily into athletics. Every town of any size throughout the entire Roman Empire had a stadium or an arena or several. Hebrews 12 talks about our life journey as a race, a marathon, perhaps. One of the interesting things about the Hebrew 12 metaphor is that it assumes that everyone has the capacity to finish their particular race. Finishing the race is not dependent upon athletic ability. Instead, it is dependent upon what the runner is willing to lay aside, what the runner is willing to let go of. Hebrew 12 says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Finishing this race is dependent upon what we are willing to let go of. Everybody wants to begin a race looking good. We deliberate for weeks about what shirt and what shorts we will wear. We visit Pacers and Lululemons. We research over and over what shoes we will buy 6 weeks before the race to be sure that they are broken in. Lately, we even spend significant energy shopping for the socks we will wear. We don't just want to run, we want to look good doing it. But no one ends a marathon looking good. The photos in Runner's World are photoshopped, they must be. Some of us don't even end up a 5K looking very good. But somewhere in the course of the race, we stop caring about what we look like. We stop paying attention to our hair, our clothes, our form. We just focus on the next mile or maybe even just the next block. The only way to finish this race is to lay aside every pretension, to let go of our dignity and pride, our status and reputation. The only way to finish this race is the way Jesus finished his race, practically naked, almost stripped of everything, almost naked. I don't know the weight you carry with you as you run your race. I know something about the weight that I don't want to let go of. I don't know what sin clings to you. I know something about the sin that clings to me, and that is hard for me to let go of. I do know that to run with perseverance the race set before us, I need to lay aside day by day, time and time again, every weight I want to hang on to, and all the sin that clings so closely. The reason we have any hope of doing this, any hope of finishing the race, is because filling the stands of the arena around the track on which we run, filling the stands is a great cloud of witnesses who are cheering us on. These are those who have run their races before us. They have finished their races nearly naked. They endured their cross, disregarding its shame, for the sake of the joy on the other side of the finish line. When you are running the race, the cheering stands look like a cloud. You can't make out the faces of the people, but you know that somewhere in this cloud is a parent, a grandparent, an uncle or aunt, a teacher, a mentor, a friend, a pastor, a spouse, a partner, who finished the race before you and who is cheering you on, praying for you to finish your race, praying for you from the cloud. And along with the loved ones who have gone before us, there are also people in the cloud you and I never knew or even heard of. But their race made our race possible. They may have finished their race in anonymity, or maybe even antipathy, but their race made our race possible. So our victory will be their victory. They cheer for us and pray for us from the cloud.